Childcare businesses in Michigan are still shut down, except for children of essential workers. Rebooting this industry will be essential for the state's economy. But as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, it will likely be a painfully slow process and require a new normal for kids, parents, and workers.
Pam G is walking around her neighborhood in Ann Arbor, where she runs a daycare out of her home. Several of her families live nearby, so these walks help her maintain important relationships.
Why don't you go knock on the door?
In a minute, out pops a dad, a mom, and two young boys, all wearing face masks, with mom holding a newborn.
I'm Ryan Insulera. This little baby is Eliza Insulera.
I'm Nora Insulera. This is Mac Insulera and
Jonas
Insulera.
They've all been home together since mid-March. It's a huge change. But Pam G's visits have helped the boys adjust.
She drops off crafts, and we have a weekly Zoom meeting.
We've dropped some letters off for Pam and David.
Yes, pen pals down the street.
Ryan Insulera's paid leave has pretty much run out, so he's going back to work soon. Nora's maternity leave ends in mid-June. If childcare centers aren't open by then...
We've been trying to figure it out, but there's so much uncertainty that it's as soon as you have something figured out, it all just gets washed away.
Right. They know having the kids back in childcare will come with risk. All of a sudden, their family bubble will open up to other family bubbles.
So in this case, it feels still a little bit more intimate that we can kind of have meetings with all the parents and sort of trust that everyone is doing their part to kind of stay safe.
When the new baby has been properly admired, we wave goodbye. And after a couple more visits, it's back to G's home, where she has a license to care for up to 12 kids. G says when the pandemic hit, she lost all her business, except for one child, a two-year-old whose mom is an essential healthcare worker.
I mean, I naively thought, okay, out of work, out of school for 2 or 3 weeks, and then things will be back to normal.
When that didn't happen, G had to lay off her employees, except for one. They're on unemployment. She hates that, but no revenue, no payroll. In the meantime, G is taking webinars that draw on CDC and other expert guidance on how to reopen. There will be a lot of changes. Temperature and health checks for the whole family, staggered drop-off and pickup times, parents saying goodbye at the front door.
The older kids are used to seeing the babies, but we're going to have to stay in small groups, even eating meals in small groups.
Likewise for larger childcare centers, to minimize risk and make things, if not safe, at least safer.
Because everyone's worried, they're scared.
Dorothy Morris owns Dorothy's Discovery Daycare in Ypsilanti, which is down from 75 kids to 25, all children of essential workers. Those kids could pose an extra risk for other kids when they start coming back. So they'll stay in one classroom.
As the next group of, the next age children come, instead of flowing into that group, we'll start up a new classroom.
Morris was able to keep about half her workers on payroll with the help of a federal loan and a state grant. But figuring out who got laid off, that was hard.
I started out by asking, was there any of my employees that had family members that they needed to be able to stay home and take care of? Were any of them at risk if they didn't feel comfortable coming into work?
That was the case for LaTanya Hansford. Her mom became seriously ill with COVID-19 and needed help.
Get her medication, communicate with her doctors, cook for her, clean for her, give the essential things that she's not able to do by herself.
Luckily, her mom is recovering. Hansford says it will be good to get called back. She misses her routine, her coworkers, and most of all, the kids.
I miss them dearly. They're part of, this is part of your everyday life. And so when that's gone, you miss that. You miss that.
Pam G and Dorothy Morris both figure their families will return in a slow trickle. That's if there's no second wave of outbreaks. So they're keeping expectations on the low side for now.
I can't wait till we get to the day when we can kind of look back and go, whew, boy, that was a doozy. Let me tell you about that.
Amen to that. Amen. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.